Hello, I'm Desmond Francis Xavier Cotton, and I am reading my poem titled Catechesis, Then Catechesis. There's an epigraph by Pope Benedict. Friends, do not be afraid of silence or stillness. How much can you stretch that note across the page, line scored with blood from finger and lip, bloodied hoarse throat? I was taught the virtue of exacting strain from the particular, an exactitude of language, habitude, attitude. I was taught stress was a good thing, pressure application to hear the snap, the shattering glass, till meaning broke. Watch for the particular instance of breakage, when sense seems rent, and all one hears is whole, the wholeness of the empty, more bereft than bereft. How much to displace when replacing, what of meaning diced, spliced, no then utilized here to connote some sequence or consequence, even relevance. I was taught so many things, but for silence, there's the discourse of it, but for the discourse of silence, there's none of it. Who was it who said that, as if to rejoin or echo? Not even the irony. Who is it now who speaks within this utterance? There is always that of holy silence. Friends, do not be afraid of silence or stillness. Pope Benedict said this. There are more lines to the line. There are more lines to line the line. Listen to God. Adore Him in the Eucharist.